Relationships, sex, passion, with Dr. Lori Petito. Hear the show live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD 800.
Welcome to Passion, a show about love, sex, and relationships. Tonight we explore the different ways people express their passion for sex. Really, it is alternative sexuality. It's a regular feature here on Passion. And I can tell you right now, we've had many emails over the years, and this is a feature that has helped many people. It may not be something that you're into. It may not be something you've even ever heard of, but many people have. And to me, knowledge is always power. It's always better to know than to stay ignorant in an area of sexuality. Even if you are not a practitioner of said practice, it's okay. But knowing it is, I think, important, because knowledge makes us tolerant, acceptance of diversity. And that's the way, to me, to reach that level of the tolerance of diversity in life, because there's so much diversity. So as we have every month on the program, Pierre and Catherine of BDSM Circle join us here. They give us their time and they answer questions, and they're very open about their life and the whole issue. This is a lifestyle for them. So for some people, they practice it in their spare time, and for others, it's more of a lifestyle thing. And they're more, I'd say, you're even advocates, not advocates for, but teaching, you know, educators
we like to think we're BDSM educators.
Educators, yes. And I think I like to call you that, BDSM educators.
Most people that are public and BDSM, you can call them educator, because this is what needs to be done. There's a proper way to do things. And people have, like you said, they have to know about this.
Sure. And I think, and you showed me an email that you received this week, actually, from a listener.
Actually, a few minutes before you came in.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, so you just got it. But it was, to me, the raison d'être of why you're here. And it was somebody who said, your words rang in my ear about playing it safe, about not getting hurt, about having boundaries and making sure you're comfortable. And, you know, and this person who wrote in said those words stuck there and were so important. Yeah. Well,
and it's nice to have such an email, because sometimes we receive email about people having problems, having really bad things happening to them, because, right, you know, sometimes they get into things and
They get into jams and they can't, and it's hard to get out. So joining us as well on our panel today is Pinky. Pinky will tell us a little bit about herself, but she is a submissive, right?
Called yep.
a submissive.
She's submissive for a friend of
Go
ours.
Go ahead, Pinky.
Tell us your story, Pinky. Who is Pinky?
Pinky has been born when she met Master Pierre and Maîtresse Catherine in a munch of the circle, BDSM circle.
So that munch, for people who don't know, is just a get-together in a restaurant.
So people can get
people
an introduction.
People aren't dressed in any particular way, but just to introduce
people
themselves.
People that are interested, they come. And
okay.
Yeah, so it's been 3 years ago, and I wanted to have more information about BDSM.
So
you
never, had never ventured into that world up until 3 years ago?
Did not practice, but I was interested in. I had some lectures done, and so I was just interested talking to real people.
Is what she means.
What was that?
She says lectures. I think you mean you've read on it.
She'd
read on it and things like that.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, and I met my mistress, in fact. So, maîtresse.
Maîtresse, okay. Yeah, so, maîtresse, it's a female dominant?
Exactly.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Maîtresse heiress, who's my friend, who became my friend over the years.
Okay.
And that's her mistress. And they have gotten more and more serious and into like a deeper relationship over the years. And something I'd like you to tell them about, Pinky, is about your callers and what is a caller?
And it's not a caller that calls into a show. It is a...
Oh, yes. Right. Thank you. Okay. That is, what is a caller?
It is a C-O-L-L-A-R.
In other words, like the... Like,
the collar
as
around
like
your
a
neck.
Dog collar that goes around your neck, but it's
right.
a submissive
so I,
collar.
I do notice you're collar. Wearing a collar.
Yes.
And it has a ring at the end of that.
And my name is written on it.
And your name is there. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you wear it all the time?
No, But well, first of all, my first color I received was pink, and that is why of my name, that okay. The reason of my name. My name has been given by Maîtresse Iris, Pinky, because it was kind of kinky, and pink because I'm really blushing each time we're talking to me.
Okay, I can see that, but that's okay. Our listeners can't, so it's all right.
So it was a training color.
What does that mean, a training color?
My training color is a color that my maîtresse gave me for saying, well, I'm going to train you to plaisir.
Okay.
Yeah, to train you to the tools and instruments that I'm using, train you to get to know my tastes and what I like best to be honored with, served
by. So, okay, listen to the words you're saying, right? What do you think our listeners might be thinking about what is going on here? Like, what do you think they're thinking?
Well,
somebody who doesn't know anything about this. Like, we have a texter who says, this is education. Oh, right, turn off the radio. Like, really, it offends, right? Some people get offended by talk that they don't see as educational because they don't want to hear about it. Right?
Right. Because you know what? It's alternative. It's not their thing. You know what? A lot of people really don't get it when you say, I want to learn how to please my mistress, or I want to learn how to serve, or I want to learn about instruments and stuff. And they're going, what? Why on earth would you want to do that?
Right.
And that's why would that's you be somebody's slave? Mm-hmm. Why would you want to do that? Like, what do you get out of this? Like learning these things.
Well, I get turned on by pleasing her, and sexually I'm aroused by pleasing her.
Okay.
First, the
I actually knew that, but I wanted to say it on radio.
Right. She gets aroused by having control on me. Control on, am I having an orgasm or not? Mm-hmm. Will I eat chocolate tonight or not? Or it's wide. It's not only for sex. For me, it's a lifestyle, as Maître Pierre and Mistress Catherine. It's a lifestyle. It's not only for play during a scene, like between 9 to 10. Like,
now, can you talk about your life outside of this lifestyle? Because you also,
she's a mother.
You're married. You have children. You work.
Yes, I'm a married wife since 12 years. I have 4 children.
Mm-hmm.
And
With a husband.
Okay. My husband.
Who is aware?
Yeah, he knows everything. Okay. I'm blunt everything. I'm asking I'm asking permissions and questions to my husband. Am I allowed to do this and this and that with Maîtresse Iris? Yes or no? Yes. I'm really blessed to have
limits.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they've discussed the limits. They've negotiated.
I have a question about that. So do you think it would be different for him if it was a master and not a mistress? If you were having this extracurricular stuff outside of the relationship with a man and not a woman?
Probably.
Okay.
Because of the arrangement I have with my husband, he said no men as a dominant.
Okay, so you told you that.
Yes,
okay.
And that's a boundary we have negotiated at first.
But men were fine as submissives. But you were allowed to have a male submissive.
Yes.
At one point,
Pinky,
Pinky began her journey of discovering BDSM, she had been a dominant.
Okay. So you can actually switch from one
to the
other.
Well, sure. You know what? You can always do that. You can be anything you want.
That's the whole role play thing that we're getting from all of this. Alternative sexuality tonight. We're talking with Pierre and Catherine of BDSM Circle. Pinky joins us as well. She is a submissive. She has a life at home with her husband and kids, and she does this as well on the side, and we're learning about her life. If you have questions for her, then send them in, 514-800 or 514-790-0800. You're listening to Alternative Sex here on Passion on CJD.
You're listening to Passion with Dr. Lori Petito, the podcast. Hear the show live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD 800.
Alternative sexuality tonight on the program. Pierre and Catherine of BDSM Circle are here. They're here to answer your questions about bondage, discipline, sadomasochism. What else do we?
Fetish stuff.
Anything the fetish. Good stuff.
All the kink, all the fun stuff, all the alternative, all those things that you think about late at night.
Or not.
Or that you're afraid to think of, and then you decide that it's not for you and people that
right.
are into
or
this.
You read things like 50 Shades.
No,
and realize,
don't say that.
I know,
do
I know.
You know what? Most people have some kind of kinky fantasy, and it may not be anything that, like, you know, other people consider really extreme, but
exactly.
most people have a little something, because I tell you, it is a rare, rare person that I have talked to one-on-one that hasn't, you know, really, it's, even if it's just to be
blindfolded
or held down or yeah. to, or to be on a, you know, to do it on a bed of roses. A bunch of petals
that
or
would be
something.
Kinky in your
or
book.
With food.
Well, it's still or with food or whatever. There's always, I mean, you know, there's a different levels of kink. Okay,
of course, but there are different levels of kink, and that's the important thing. So we have Pinky is on the show with us as well, and she is a submissive, and is sharing her story. So if you have questions for Pinky, you can ask. One texter wants to know, how will you explain this to your children? How old are your kids? What is the age range anyway?
There are four of them between 4 and 8.5.
Wow, you had them fast.
Yeah.
Okay. They're not going to know anything for a while.
No.
Okay.
But they know my mistress.
What do they think? What do they know she is?
Not as a mistress, but
as a friend.
Yeah.
Around the house.
She's a friend of the house. She's a really good friend of the house of me, most of Lee. But recently, I've taught my children that my heart loves another person than my husband.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And how do they understand that?
Well, for them, we were playing cards. Okay. I had like a red deck of cards and a blue deck of cards. Mm-hmm. And okay, so blue and red is daddy and mom. And red and red is like this friend that I know and blue friend. And so I put the red and blue one and the red beside another one and mm-hmm. said, this is her real name,
mm-hmm.
Iris.
Mm-hmm.
And this is your father and this is your mom. He says, oh, is that possible? I said, well, my heart loves another person. And they were okay.
As well.
So loves two
as
people.
Well. Yeah.
So you're really teaching them the concept of polyamory.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. That it's possible to love more than one person, which, of course, isn't for everybody, but some people do practice that, and it's open in the family.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It mm-hmm. was negotiated. It was discussed. I mean,
yeah.
it's for me, it's great. I mean, I listen to this, and I'm in awe. I'm just like, this tear is going through.
Sometimes I wonder, though, it'll be interesting to see the questions that your children come up with more and more, you know, and...
Probably, but... As they have interest in games for their age right now, I say, well, this is a game of an adult age. And mm-hmm. this is a role play. When you get dressed up with a hat or with a helmet,
right.
doing the astronaut or firefighter, I'm wearing a collar and I'm playing the sub. You know, mm-hmm. that's my adult game.
Right. So you explain that to them in that
way. I will.
Okay.
It's not
you
there
will.
Yet.
Right. They're
but
not there
I will.
Yet.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
right.
it's because just to be clear, it's not like you're walking around in a corset and collar while she's making dinner for them.
Right. Okay.
You know.
Very clear.
It's, this
course.
Is a separate thing.
Right. If you have questions for my guests, then feel free to call in at 514-790-0800. I want to make sure I don't forget to mention that we do have a Valentine's Day contest happening, which is actually really funny, and it's a small world because Pinky's here and informed me just before getting on the show that 3 years ago she won our Valentine's Day contest. I don't even remember what the contest was 3 years ago, but I remember what the prize was.
Give a definition of love.
Oh, the definition of love. Okay, great. That was great. So this year, what I'm asking people to do is send me their proposal stories. How did your partner propose to you? How were you proposed to? And or if you're single, which is fine, everybody qualifies, how would you like a partner to propose to you? Or what kind of proposal would you make to a partner? So that's you can send in some. So far, I've gotten some through Facebook, which is fine. But you can email them to me, passion@cjad.com as well, or through my website at drlaurie.com. So here's another question. by text. What are the sexual versus non-sexual activities that you both get into as dominant and submissive? And I guess that could be asked of any of you.
Yeah, go ahead first. You're the guest. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Pinky.
No. Oh, okay.
She wants to think about it. Okay. You know what? They'll be tasking. It could be doing something on her website, correcting a page. It could be helping with housework. It could be cleaning something in the dungeon. It could be, there's a lot of maintenance that the equipment and things like that take. And we usually try, though, that if let's say you're going to have them doing housework, you try and make it somewhat fun.
Interesting.
So they're not, just cleaning a bathroom and making a bed. They're trying to do it in bondage or something that's, makes it really interesting for them, right?
And for us.
It's really,
if you're into that kind of thing.
Amazingly creative. I'm telling you.
Oh, your subs with the chains they had to clean without doing any sound.
Oh, yes. We'll put them on like a 50-foot chain on our hardwood floors, and they can get to most areas that they want. And then we'll tell them they have to be quiet.
You know that people listening are thinking like, okay, how do I get myself one of those cleaners, It's like, do I just have to be a dominant?
Anyway. Listen to the show.
Yeah. Sometimes you guys, it's never a dull moment. And we have some more questions coming through. Pardon?
Should come to my house. I'm
quite sure. I think we're going to organize a little field trip to visit the dungeon one of these days. Yeah. You're listening to Alternative Sexuality here on Passion on CJD.
You're listening to Passion with Dr. Lori Petito, the podcast. Hear the show live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD 800.
Alternative Sexuality tonight, which means it really is alternative. It's not whatever most people practice, but it's what many people practice. Kinky sex, BDSM, bondage, discipline, sadomasochism, submissive, domination, all of that. And with us, we have Pierre and Catherine of BDSM Circle, along with Pinky, who's a submissive and wanting to share her story with us as well. So if you've got questions, and if you missed it, Pinky is a mother of four. She's married. Her husband is okay with her having a mistress. So it's a female dominant. Would not be okay with you having a male dominant. So that's been established. So clearly there are rules. But I think some people have been writing in concerned about the kids. And one person wrote, when her kids are teenagers, I don't believe they will be accepted by their peers knowing this about their mom. But would it be something that they would even share to their peers about mom?
Or they would even know.
Or why would they know? Right.
Why would they know?
So this is not something you would share in terms of have you even thought this through, Pinky? Like, I know your kids are very young, so.
Yeah, but my goal is not to have them, know up front. It's just because I've been asked a question by my oldest, which is 8 and something.
Mm-hmm. Asked what? What have you been asked?
Why is that lady really close to your family, and why are you both really together, and is she kind of a lover like dad?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
We're not kissing in front of the kids. Okay. We're not.
There's
playing.
No expression of this in front of the kids.
No. But she's real close. But I wanted to be honest with my kids because I don't want to lie to them.
Mm-hmm. But you still have to protect them to some degree to information that they may not be prepared to hear or understand.
They won't have access to that. My toys and my mistress toys are locked.
All of her fetish and BDSM things are under lock and key.
Yeah. Okay. So of course, they do not have access to, and I'm not playing when the kids are awake. Okay. But usually I play at my mistress house when my hubby is with my kids.
Okay.
If I'm playing home, I have a split level. Mm-hmm. Many levels. Mm-hmm. And the children's bedroom are upstairs completely, and I'm playing completely downstairs.
Okay. So you are consciously, very consciously protecting them from those activities.
Okay. Well, as you would with any sexual activity that is not appropriate around children.
Or any activity.
It's like, it's just because it's kinky sex doesn't mean that how can I say this? It's any different where children are concerned.
From any kind of sex.
Well, exactly. Right. You know what? If you're going to be having oral sex with your husband in the bedroom and the kids are in the house, oh my God. Well, you know what? The door's closed.
Well, locked.
But they've learned to.
Yeah.
They've learned to respect the closed door.
Yeah, knock before you enter.
It's handled the same way.
Okay. Very good. That's fair enough. It makes perfect sense. News is next, and then we continue with Pierre and Catherine of BDSM Circle and Pinky, who's our special guest here. So if you've got questions, ask away here on Passion.
You're listening to Passion with Dr. Lori Petito, the podcast. Hear the show live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD 800.
Let's talk about kinky sex tonight, the other side of sex, the alternative side, let's just say. Pierre and Catherine of BDSM Circle join me. They are here the first Wednesday of every month. Sometimes they bring in guests. This time they brought in Pinky, who is a submissive. So let me just share with you some text messages. Dr. Lori, Mrs. Catherine, I guess Mistress Catherine and Maître Pierre, hello. Pinky is one sub that is very respectful of the rules. No question, though. Just want you to know that. She's the perfect sub for me. That must be. And that I am very proud of the way she accepts her submissive condition and the way she serves me in every way.
Hello, okay. Iris. It's nice to hear from you.
Another texter, though, again, speaking about the kids, and, you know, this is it's always a hot topic when you talk about kids and sexuality, for sure. This texter says, I'm sorry, but teens are not stupid. They will know. Polyamory is uncommon, and people in the neighborhood talk. Kids, peers, school parents will find out. As a school teacher, I feel you are setting your kids up for targeting of all kids in school.
Well, they're not living together.
No, but all I'm saying is I think this is the concern from a teacher, right, who maybe sees bullying. And again, that difference, you know, that lack of it's hard for kids to accept diversity, and polyamory is not common.
But I'm listening to you, Dr. Lori, and it seems that from what I'm hearing, anybody who wants to have a sex life cannot have it, because if you have kids, you have to, you know, you cannot have sex or you cannot do anything.
No,
that's
not what they're saying. What they're saying is, I think this person's mentioning the polyamory, not necessarily the.
But I'm
so
not,
is it
I'm,
any different what, than.
I'm not walking in the street holding both hands with my kids around.
Right. But they will know. I think the concern, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. So I'm just assuming what this texter is saying is that it's not that. You may not show anything. It's not about showing anything, but your children will know that you have another person that you love, or that you have a relationship with somebody that might be more than friendship, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the part I think that concerns this teacher, is that will your kids get teased? I mean, mind you, kids can get teased about so many things.
Well, I was
right?
teased because I was a redhead, you know.
Right.
So.
Right.
I guess that for me, it's the best way to teach my kids about. You were
diversity.
Opening the show on diversity,
yes,
and openness.
Diversity.
These are my core values, and I guess that I have a best way to live them.
Right,
like being a witness of tolerance.
Well, it's also like maybe children go through that who have gay parents or whatever it is. Right, these are the diversity,
I think,
in which we all live.
I think diversity is a lot more accepted. Than it used to be.
Yes.
And a parent isn't always just the mom and the dad, and you have gay parents, and you have kids with two sets of parents and extended families. And I think, you know, the definition of a family is changing. Now, I still think it needs to be handled in a discreet manner.
As discreet as possible.
And
yeah.
In the fact that I don't think anybody's sex life is any child's business.
I agree with you.
Should
on
be
that.
Done
However,
doors. Closed door.
All sex life should be like that, and
yep.
And there's a way to, you know, I think what Pinky has said, that she's explained to her kids that yes, this person that's hanging around the house, I really love her too, and she's somebody very special, but I don't think that she's necessarily explaining her sex life to them.
Right.
Of course not.
You know,
right.
Exactly.
Of course not.
And, you know, I don't think it's a polyamory relationship, at least at this point, where everybody's living together and it's, you know, an open, the three are holding hands at the table. It's not like that.
Right, exactly. Now, this texter asks a very personal question. So, again, you know, I told you before the show started that you can feel I will ask you whatever I want, but you can feel always free to not answer the question.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Oh, it's going to be a doozy.
Pinky, does your dominant use a strap-on with you? Which is better, the strap-on or the old man? One that's soft or one that never goes?
Oh, that's when they answer on the radio.
See, that's the best. I really love that question.
Okay.
Because my husband has boundaries.
Okay.
He does not like sodomy.
Okay.
He does not practice it.
Right.
So my dom does it.
Okay, so...
So I have the better of two worlds.
Right. So your dom will use a strap-on
sometimes
for the anal sex.
Of course.
Okay. There you go. There's the answer to that question. See? You can ask the questions, but our guests are always welcome not to answer. But Pinky gave it her all here.
What makes me smile is many people, you know, they're horrified or shocked by things that are happening, and they don't realize that sometimes in their own sex life, they do things that we do. It's just that they don't realize it.
You know? They don't label it.
It's the labeling, and if we just take an average, you know, your average person, maybe there's a tiny bit of kink here, a little bit of there, but when we're presenting here at once a month, we don't present the average.
No.
We go way beyond that, you know, and I think it's important to understand that there is a range, a huge range of sexual activity, even within
absolutely
kink, even within BDSM,
we discover things all the time, and we've been doing this for
Even within cross-dressers or submissives, or
the
different fetishes,
there's
all sorts of
different
kinds of submissives or reasons for submitting or dominance, you know.
There's so much variation. I think we just make assumptions about things that because we don't know. We just think it's one thing. Most of us, though, who don't know much, think it's all about 50 Shades because that's what most people's first exposure to that kind of stuff was. You know, I know you laugh about it all the time, Pierre, because you hate it, but
or grown.
It did open the eyes of the general population.
I'm not sure it opened eyes.
Yes, it did.
I think it did.
It got
the
conversation
going. I think
the
idea of the negotiation, the idea that there's a safe word. I mean, it's pretty general
knowledge. The contract.
And the contract. And you know what? It gave women kind of an okay to fantasize about this and an understanding of maybe that it's okay and it's not just all this brutalness that they think about.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You know, mm-hmm. and so that's it. It was good that way. Not my favorite book, but it was good.
I enjoyed it too, but it wasn't. But it did open the eyes to how something is negotiated and it got people talking.
Giving up some control could be erotic,
right? But you know what was so? I don't really want to talk about it, but about that book again because we talked death, right?
Oh yeah, well, about they're going to film the second part.
Oh yay, great!
Yeah, I
saw the first ones. I'm going to have to see the second one. I'm sorry. I know you're disappointed in me, Pierre. But the reason why I want to see the second part is I want people to understand the second part is where you see that she's really in control because people kept saying after they read the book, oh, it's disgusting. It's abusive. It's this and that. But if
but
you really
the
read
safe word.
But if hold on, it's not just about say. If you read all the books, you see that she's the one in control. And in fact, the submissive is the one really in control.
Maîtresse Iris is my maîtresse because I offer my submission to her.
Right.
I have the control on. I'm giving myself. These are my boundaries. These are my limits.
You choose them.
You do not cross them.
Right. Right. Exactly. For sure. What, Pierre?
I'm just listening to you, and it's like, I'm not sure. It was the book was not the best in my taste, and the movie was worse. I'm not sure they're going to be able to explain all of that in the movie, and I'm just looking at this going, holy cow, I'm going to have more mail to answer because now
yes,
people are going
I
to
know.
Go, why are they doing this? And like,
I know. I'm looking.
It's a dumb movie, you know.
But it will be interesting to see how they end up portraying it. Anyway, text sounds like Pinky has everything in order for now. However, I think that as the kids get older, I think other arrangements for her extracurricular activities might be in order. So, yeah, maybe you have to hide more. Maybe you have to do things more outside. I mean, whatever, you're going
well,
to adjust.
Well, most of it, I think, is outside the house.
Right.
Most of it
mm-hmm. is at her matrix's home.
I just think it's important, yeah. and I think the message in all this is that you keep the consciousness of that, you know, that
of
you,
course.
You keep that aware, which, of course, I'm sure you would, so, which you have done up until now, so... I think that's important. Pierre and Catherine of BDSM Circle are here along with Pinky. So if you have questions, you can call in, you can text in. We'd love to hear from you if there's anything going on. You can text in at 514-800. You're listening to Passion on CJD.
You're listening to Passion with Dr. Lori Petito, the podcast. Hear the show live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD 800.
We're talking alternative sexuality tonight on the program. That's what we focus on once a month, and that can be all kinds of stuff. We could talk about kink. We could talk about BDSM. Some people have questions.
It's always nice to get you in trouble like this.
Get me in trouble? Well, by whom? By my listeners? In
by
trouble?
Us.
Why? Oh,
with the
why?
Topics.
Well, you know,
we
it's
like
okay.
to see how they react sometimes.
Oh, she always knows the answer.
I'm not worried about the topics. Nothing is off limits on this show, as you well know, after close to 17 years doing this. It's okay. People know that if they don't want to hear it, they turn off their radio, and I'm not insulted in the least bit by that. So, you know, it's not... Listen, it's not for everybody, and this show in particular stretches a lot of limits, right? So,
well, when they turn off the radio, I think it's their last.
Well, whatever. They don't think so, so it's okay by me, as long as they can listen
and
at other
what?
Times.
I bet there's a lot of people that are kind of finding it a little interesting or titillating that are listening, too.
Certainly interesting.
Because we get emails, so I know there's people
yes,
that are listening.
Yes, I know. Well, that's true. Well, this is why we continue to do this, because I find that we do reach people who may not have heard about it, and people who go to your get-togethers, your munches, and learn about
it. But I'm surprised. It's now BDSM is everywhere. You turn on the TV, you go on the internet, the radio, the music, and you're telling me that some people are not aware that this thing mm-hmm. exists?
Well, not. I guess they're aware. They've heard maybe the term. But some people know, they don't know, and then others don't know what it means.
Well, okay.
Or they don't know how the extent of it or what the actual activities are, or they think it's one thing, and then, you know what I mean? So we have a lot of myths around that, right? Mm-hmm. So one of the reasons I like doing this show and have done it for so long is because it's a lot of it is dispelling myths about all kinds of sexual practices that... You know, so we talk to all kinds of people. Like tomorrow, we're talking to a porn star, which I think will be really interesting.
Oh.
Yeah.
Male or female?
Female. Female porn star tomorrow. Yeah.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah. It's going to be very cool. So in studio. So it'll be interesting. Very interesting. So, you know, we push the limits and the boundaries, but I want to know. People want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. So, actually, before I forget, I do want to mention that tomorrow is World Cancer Day, and there's a free event called Love and Be Loved that's taking place tomorrow evening between 7 and 8:30 at McGill University's McIntyre Medical Sciences Building at 1200 Pine Avenue West, which will be emceed by Andrew Carter, and there will be a bunch of panelists. I'm one of them. I'm actually speaking at 8 p.m. only at that but I'll be on the panel answering questions, focusing on the impact of cancer on self-esteem, intimacy, and sexuality. So one of those taboo subjects nobody wants to talk about, but it's going to be in a big forum where we're going to be able to really address the issue. So very much looking forward to that. And in fact, there's going to be kiosks for people to get more information and stuff. So I invite, everybody's invited. It's a free event, and that's tomorrow evening, 7 to 8:30 p.m. for World Cancer Day. And it's, you know, part of the Cedars Cancer Foundation, McGill University Health Center, Cedars Can Support. So I think it's going to be great. It's going to be really great. So I'm looking forward to being part of that. Yeah. And I feel honored to have been asked to be there. Yeah, so I think it'll be great. And also, if you missed this, our Valentine's Day contest this year is for you to send in your proposal story. And on February 12th, we pick a winner. We have a basket of goodies, and we have a bunch of different prizes, actually. So
I can witness the goodies are good.
That's right. You got a basket of goodies 3 years ago, which is interesting that you're here now. But it's a small world. But you are our winner, picked at complete random.
It could be kinky proposal too, eh?
Yes, absolutely. Whatever your proposal was, kinky, regular, whatever it was, you send us that story. And if you're single, tell us how you would like to propose to, or how you would propose to somebody, because everybody gets a chance to win the prize. So coming up, we'll have a couple minutes left that we can pick Pinky's brain a little bit as to any other questions that you have. 514-800 if you do have a question for Pinky the Submissive, who is here sharing her story. A lot of people have been concerned because she is a mother of four, and she has a husband, and she has a mistress as well, So I just find it's always interesting to me to see where the questions go, right, and where the concerns are. And a lot of people are concerned about the children and their role, or how they will, you know, find out, not find out, all of this stuff. But sounds like, as one tester said, Pinky has it under control. She knows what she's doing.
She does.
In that department.
Yep.
So there you go.
We can't tell you that.
If you've got questions, Pierre, Catherine, Pinky in studio with me here on Alternative Sexuality here on Passion on CJD.
You're listening to Passion with Dr. Lori Petito, the podcast. Hear the show live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD 800.
Last couple of minutes here with my kinky panel. So what do kinky people do for Valentine's Day? I know that's such a stupid question, but whatever. What are your ideas?
Well,
if you want to do kinky shopping, you can always go to a hardware store.
Yeah.
May not sound like a romantic place.
No.
But, oh, you can find lots and lots of fun things at a hardware store, like clips and ropes.
Chains and
ropes. Okay, stop. And like because stop for a minute, because...
Just imagine two ladies in a
hardware store. Except that kind of scares me only because... We always talk about safety. If you're going to go and buy all these things, you better know how to use them.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes, but you could like maybe get like, you know, just a foot of chain with some little cuffs.
Yeah. Can we, I just want to get to some text, though, so we have the last couple of minutes.
Cool.
So the teacher here again says, I have no problem with what you guys do. Diversity rocks. Just worried about the kids. Kids are sexual too soon. Elementary school kids having sex, unfortunately. Please don't let your lifestyle get in the way of good parenting. I don't think that's going to happen. But that's a word of caution.
Thanks for the advice.
Yeah.
It's a good advice.
Yeah. So here's another one. What limitations does your husband give you? And is it a turn on for him to hear what your dom does to you? What a great question that is. Does he get something out of it?
My husband is not really, really, really kinky.
Okay.
That's why I need something to go.
On the extra. Well,
yeah,
okay.
On the extra. But he gets turns on by me sometimes telling what I do with her.
Ah.
He assisted one play.
Okay, he was there?
Day. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I received, it was more an S&M play.
Okay.
Did
he like it? Did he get turned on by that?
Not that much.
Okay.
But he got more confident in him, like... I'm usually the leader in the family.
Okay.
I'm the big head.
Okay.
At the
You're
house.
The alpha male at home. I'm the alpha female. The alpha female, I should say.
Yeah.
At home, yeah.
And so now he sees someone that is really controlling me and having a big influence on me. So he can pick me and make jokes.
And he teases you about
yeah.
it. Okay. That's interesting.
He's more comfortable. He has someone to get acquainted with, you know.
Okay, so he says, she's getting it over. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
so
been like...
Somebody's the boss
of her.
He's
been 10 years searching for the place where I was ticklish, and he just learned this year because she told him.
Okay. Okay, why couldn't you tell him?
Because I didn't want to.
Why not?
Because of torture.
It felt torturous.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, some people feel tickles are torture. That's the reality, right?
So where are you ticklish?
No. That's a private subject.
She just pointed exactly where and touched it. I saw it.
Why don't we leave it at that, guys? Pinky, thank you so much for being
You're welcome.
Sharing your story with us. I think it takes courage to do that as well. And the two of you,
Bravo.
Pierre, Catherine, if people want to get in touch with you, BDSMCircle.com. That's where you'll get all kinds of information. It's like 1,000 pages of information there that you can help yourself to if you have questions. And Pierre's always very gracious in answering emails as well, particularly on that topic. Or you can send them to me and I'll send them to him. Passion@CJD.com. Again, send in your stories February 12th, your Valentine's Day, your proposals, I should say. Send them in and we will have the contest on the 12th of February. Thank you all for being here. Thanks for your text messages. Thanks to Dave Simon and Master Control. News coming up next, followed by Joey Elias and The Comedy Show. Wishing you a wonderful rest of the evening. And please remember, life is short, so do take the time to smell the flowers and indulge your passions.
Listen to Passion with Dr. Lori Petito live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD and CJAD.com.